Wow. We've had very nice moments here. Very nice moments. And we are still having nice moments. And I really thank God for my relationship with Sister Joy. She's a very special person to have in your life. So those of you who, by virtue of your coming to this campus, are passing through, even after you've passed through, make sure you maintain your relationship with her. Honor her from afar. Because you can never write the story of your life without her contribution in your life. And that is why I want us to honor her with a hand clap. She is a fine, fiery girl. Fine, fiery girl. She will be the toast of any ministry. The toast of any ministry. It is a privilege to have her, whether on the field or on the bench. It's a privilege to have her in anything. 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 And I'm hoping that as you are here, you will learn something. You will watch her and learn something. Learn. Her life, remember 1 Corinthians 15:46. It is not the spiritual which is first, but the natural, and then the spiritual. So let her natural life in front of you. You know, she's a movie you are watching, and learn from her. How to be a woman and a pastor, a wife and a pastor, a mother and a pastor, a grandmother and a pastor. That's it. So that if you have her in your life, you should be able to refrain from piling your panties in a pillowcase. And then you go in and recycle them. Some of, at least five girls here have recycled. Okay, I'll stop that. Okay. I can't be preaching and girls are cursing me in the church. Please, please, sorry, sorry. Somebody should come and you are singing. Come and sing. But the girls are cursing me. What should I do? The girls are not cursing me. Really? But they are cursing me. They say, how are you talking like that?
I should preach. Really? Really? No, I feel that you are angry the way I'm talking. You're not happy. Get out of here. Really? So you will wash your panties. Really? You are learning. I'm training you. I'm training you. All right. Then it's one question. Do you feel you are being trained? When you have a woman like this in front of you, you must be good. You should be nice, loving, caring. And when my plane landed yesterday, she was at the airport. I said, well, why are you at the airport? I mean, why? I'm coming here. She was at the airport. Me, small boy like me. You will do well in life.
Amen.
Something from her will rub off you.
Amen.
The nations will gather at your feet.
Amen.
God's grace will be multiplied to you.
Amen. Oh, yes.
You will have something to show.
Man.
Receive fruits and proofs.
Yes, I receive it.
Receive fruits and proofs.
I receive it.
Receive evidence that you have accompanied with this great woman.
I receive it.
May the call of God be audible and yes. Visible.
Amen.
Noticeable.
Amen.
Perceptible.
Amen.
And may the plan God has for you come to pass.
Amen.
Who is a typical soul winner?
Who?
A typical soul winner is everybody. Tell your friend you are the typical soul winner. You are the one the world is waiting for. What is the profile of a soul winner? It is you. The reason why you are not winning souls is that your actions and choices and inactions have led to the petering down. Peter is a verb. Certain virtues in your life, these things I'm about to share with you, you have allowed them to peter down. But this conference is leading to a resurrection of these qualities. Who is a soul winner? Are you in this church? Are you a member of this? Who is a soul winner? On a normal day, I should have been able to close my eyes and say that this, everybody learned, this is a soul winner.
This is a soul. But her own soul has not even been won. So in these few final moments, oh, mommy, you can sit down. We are going to correct all aberrations. Iron out all the creases and make sure that for once you are a correct Christian God can depend on. For once. Number one. A soul winner is a properly saved soul. That's number one. The reason why a pregnant woman in this service will never give birth to a fish is that she is not a fish. You must be something to give birth to that same kind. The reason why you cannot give birth to a soul is that your soul has not been saved. You have just ended up in church. Your journey has terminated in church. Many Christians have not been able to advance beyond a bishop. It gets worse when they call him daddy. They cannot advance beyond it. Many of you do not have any personal piety. Your piety is only public. But the piety Jesus recommended was the closet piety. Enter your closet. Shut the door. This Christianity that everything must be on Instagram. Even when you are kissing your wife, everybody must know on Facebook that you are kissing your wife. Nonsense. Nothing is hidden. Very soon you'll be having sex on Facebook. Because you want everyone to see what you are doing in your house. I'm sure you've heard the story. I didn't hear the details well, but some armed robbers went to a lady's house. Is it here? I heard us. Oh, armed robbers went to a lady's house. They went to her. They said, "Bring the gold watch." She really went to the room and brought the gold watch. And they entered the room and they came back and said, "It's not there. Where's the iPhone 16? They were like prophets, like armed robbers. "Where's the iPhone 16? And the lady went somewhere and brought it. And one of the guys, I don't know if they were speaking pidgin, it's like, "We don't go fit chop before we left here." Then the guy said, "Why not? Make we chop." So the guy, one of them slapped the girl and said, "Why is there something? Some food. I don't know. I've forgotten. It was at an airport. Let's say it's jollof. What's the rest of the jollof?" The rest of the jollof. So
is there that she went and threw everything they said was they were prophets. When they so they ate the jollof there. They took the gold thing, they took something, the phone, and I think some money. I've forgotten the story of the money. Then the last one asked that. When is your husband coming back? Like in prison. Said next week. Then we are coming again. They robbed the girl and left. Do you know why? They knew she had jollof. The gold, whatever. They said that all these things are on her. Start on her page, Facebook page. They saw everything. Yeah, that's what they knew. That's a gold watch. The day before, she was eating jollof on online. I heard this story. It's 3 days ago. I was at an airport, and the people were with me. They went. They knew that the girl was eating jollof, and true, they had jollof to eat. iPhone to the new. Like she posted that, I've just got an iPhone for my husband. Oh, don't you see iPhones on Facebook? Like, or Instagram? Is it unbox with me. Oh, baby, tell me now. Unbox with me. Oh, come on now. What? Get ready with me. Oh, I love this one. Unbox with me. So when they buy a new something, that they bring it on Instagram and say, unbox with me. So that's what I'm saying. It's true. It's true. Unbox with me. So they knew she had an iPhone, whatever. They knew her husband had trouble. Unbox with me. First of all, anybody who lives his life on social media is not a deep Christian. I was in Solomon Island, and I took a video of the praise and worship they were doing. Nice song, and I posted it. Within 2 days, I hit about 7K or something. Then that day also, I posted a teaching. Yeah. Oh, the teaching, I think, is about 1.5K. And I went back to the page and looked at the music. But people are not, anybody here who is always on Instagram, you are a dirty sinner. You are what? Come out of that place. You are not spiritual. You are a carnal girl. And you will pay a high price for it. The reason why you cannot win a soul is that you are not spiritual yourself. Not forget about it. You are not even born again. You see, the people who win souls have their souls won already. If you cannot win a soul, it means that your soul has not been won. You've not progressed beyond being a member of a church. In 2 Corinthians 5:18, New Living Translation. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. God has brought us back. In the King James says that he has reconciled us to himself and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Only the reconciled
can reconcile. It is one of the ways to know that you are not properly born again. Many of us are going to be shocked when you meet Christ and he will say to you that I never knew you. Your inability to win a soul betrays the lack of salvation. What you have is church membership. You are a good member of a church, but you are not properly born again. I will never be able to get you to give birth to a rat because you're not a rat. You see how difficult it is for you to win a soul or to tell somebody about Christ, how difficult it is. It's because you are not born again. The day you get born again, Christ will flow like a river. You're not born again. You can be a successful, vibrant member of a church and you are not saved. Remember that the verse before, just before this, verse 17, talks about how to be a new creation, and a church is not mentioned. Look at it. You don't become a new creation by being a member of a church. You become a new creation by being in Christ. It didn't say if any man be in church. It's if any man be in Christ. I'm just saying, we are not struggling. We are not fighting. I'm just saying that assess yourself. Those two guys there who are chatting as I'm talking, they're not born again Christians. They are unbelievers who are sitting in the church. Yeah. Those two guys there. I'm telling you in English language that I don't know them. I don't know whether they are bishops. I don't know whether they are pastors. I don't know who appointed them. I'm telling you in English language that these two guys, they are unbelievers who have joined the church. And such is some of you. Because as for a church, there's a point where it becomes a social, there's a very major social aspect of a church. Even in Acts, the church in Acts was a very social group. They met every day, eating and drinking and breaking bread. There's a major social aspect of the church. Major, I should say, not major. Major social aspect of a church. So the friendships and the laughing, and especially if a church has got a choir, has got dancing stars, we are young, you can be here sizzling and fizzle out. I said you can be here sizzling with excitement till you fizzle out. It's called sizzle till you fizzle. Sizzle till you fizzle. So why am I bringing this point up? I'm bringing this point up so that you will accept that you're not born again and give your life to Christ. Because it looks like the people who really meet Christ and open their hearts to him, the next thing they do is that they enter the city and go and preach Christ. Your silence is enough evidence that you are just a church goer. Especially a lot of you sitting here who were born into the church. Your parents were members of the church. Pastors, bishops, reverends, old members, and so on. Those of you who were born into the church. That's why somebody was saying that he doesn't remember the day, but it's around, if it's not March, it will be August. If it's not August, it's around May or December. No, be careful. Truth is only, there's only one truth. Those of you who were born into the church, like my children, like you, you were born into the church. Is your father not a pastor? Yes. So you can easily be around thinking that you are born again.
Our children running up and down the street, they are hearing the amens. They are hearing hallelujahs. Some of our four-year-olds can preach. Some of our three-year-olds and six-year-olds can lead worship. But there's zero salvation. Salvation is an epochal event. Epochal. There are no two ways about it. I'm sure. It's an event. It's not a process. It is after the event that there's now a process, a lifetime process. I'm preaching a bad message. That's why years ago, 25 years ago, I used to beg my church members. I'm begging that they should leave the church and go and start fornicating and smoking. Yes. I was telling them, go and fornicate. Go and smoke. Go. And start attending nightclubs so you will know your true state. So when you are bowing your knees to God, you know that you are really taking a decision. But this type of serpiginous, innocuous ways of being in the church, you are not born again, you are in the choir, you are around in the system, playing bass guitar, you are in the system, you are not born again, you don't know who you are. So I prefer that you fornicate. As you are on the abortion table about to die, and God intervenes and you wake up, and you know that you are a proper sinner. I repeat, many of us, especially, this is the typical congregation. Most of us were born into the church. I mean, 40 years ago, when I was getting born again that night, I was a porn addict. Pornography magazines were under my bed. When I wake up, I pick one and have my quiet time and I put it back. I was clubbing in series. By 16 years old, I was smoking a packet of cigarettes a day. You see, when you have sunk so low, you know your state. I was drinking vodka in bottles. Many of you are confused. You have no idea what salvation means. The new creation in Christ, new creation. Born again, all things are passed away live. You ain't got no idea, baby. You ain't got no idea. Is that church? Being good at playing instruments. I mean, can you imagine my son? My son can preach. If I've raised him with me, he's always with me. He should be able to preach. Because it is public speaking. I'm doing public speaking. So being able to preach, that's not, I'm saying, anybody here who doesn't have a date and a time and an epochal event, a road to Damascus event. On this day, I gave my life to Jesus. Evidence, I turned away from this, that. Yes! That's 1 Corinthians 5:17. So verse 18 now comes. That now, since you are reconciled, you can now be a reconciler. Be very careful not to allow the church to stop you from knowing Jesus Christ personally. Be very careful. Be very careful. Be very careful.
in the 80s, early 90s, we said, personal savior. We don't hear that now. We hear my personal church, my personal pastor. So many of us here have not advanced into Christ. Christ is someone who is talked about by a pastor on a stage. Christ is someone about whom scriptures are projected on the screen. But you do not have a personal, intimate intercourse with Jesus. Personally, you and Jesus. Doesn't exist. So we are in the church. There's no Jesus. And of course, once you don't have Jesus, you don't have Holy Ghost. No Jesus. You need Jesus first. The Holy Ghost, first of all, brings you to Jesus. As a weed smoker, your first encounter actually is not with Jesus. Your first encounter is with the Holy Ghost. But you don't even know he's at work because God sent him. God picks you. It's the Holy Ghost who brings you to Jesus Christ. And then when you meet Jesus and your eyes are open, now you must relate to the Holy Spirit properly as a person. But many of us, after we meet Jesus, we forget about the person who brought us to Jesus. Whatever you feel, I should end this message. Please let me know. Because yesterday I couldn't speak to my wife. I couldn't speak to my wife. So today, dear, I will speak to her. Tell two people, watch out. You may be deceiving yourself, or the church may be deceiving you. I'm telling you clearly in English language, you must be born again. You must know God personally. You must know Jesus personally. You must have the Holy Ghost personally. I mean, how can somebody just wear anything? You can wear a dress and there's no voice to tell you that what you are wearing is wrong. You made yourself look basa, a decent, handsome boy. You look like a crazy lunatic. And there's no voice. You ain't got no voice because you ain't got no Jesus. Jesus is the source of that voice. In fact, in certain translations, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Jesus. The Spirit of Jesus. You see that in Acts 16, the New Living Translation. When Paul was going to Bithynia through Mysia, and the Holy Spirit said, don't. The New Testament said, the Spirit of Jesus forbade me. Honey, I have nothing against, your father is a bishop. I have nothing against your father being a bishop or you being in a choir, singing, working for God, doing outreaches. You must do it. But understand that you cannot put the cart in front of the horse. A cart is always behind the horse. It's the horse that drags the cart. The horse must be first. Jesus. When you get born again, you can do everything you are doing now. A born again Christian sings in the choir. A born again Christian plays the instrument. Who should go and play the instrument? It's a born again Christian who should play. But playing the instrument doesn't mean you are born again. It's like sex. Married, I must marry you to have sex with you. But I don't need to marry you to have sex with you. So having sex with somebody doesn't mean you are married to the person. Even though it's a legitimate activity we expect from ring-wearing couples. But you know yourself. You did the one last week. Are you married to the girl? profile of a soul winner? How do we know that somebody is a soul winner? Number one is that the person is a properly born again Christian. Has met Jesus, not a bishop. Has met Jesus, not a church. Has met Jesus, not a pastor. Ecclesiastes 3:11. Can I have some? Yes. The second characteristic of a soul winner is that he is or she. Please don't send a text, the bishop. Why are you against ladies? All your points are here, see, but are we also not, are we not part of the body of Christ? I beg you. What's number one? What's the first profile? Yes. Ask your neighbor, are you properly born again? You will know you are a properly born again Christian by the souls you win. Is the cleanest evidence. You can never win a soul to Christ. You can't be in a pit and bring somebody out of a pit. You must be out to bring somebody out. Number two, the second characteristic of a soul winner is that he or she is eternity minded. Eternal life is also another mind many of you don't have. Many of you, your aspirations in life are just grandchildren, honeymoon in the Bahamas, CEO of a company, and you must drive a Bugatti before you die. You are a canal. Sorry. Yet, God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from the beginning to the end. There is eternity in your heart. Eternity. Try and go beyond marriage. When you dream about your life, try and dream about heaven. There's a place called heaven. Jesus told us not to pile up riches only on earth, where moths and rust destroy, but rather our piling and our investment must be in eternity. If you don't think about heaven, soul winning will become a sex capade. A what? If you don't think about eternity, soul winning will become a what? A sex capade. That guy you are following up, they are lady shepherds who sleep with their converts. They are pastors who sleep with church members and converts. That's why follow-up is done in pairs. So just in case your erection comes, there must be a brother to hit it with a stick. No. If you don't think of eternity and you think of just here, you will use people wrongly. A convert can easily become your businessman, a business partner. Oh, let's do pure water. Let's sell kente. If eternity is not on your mind, you can easily destroy your relationship with a soul. If eternity is not on your mind, you can easily have a soul and just feed him with money, feed her with food and clothes, and never minister the word of God and never minister Christ. I'm saying that it takes eternity mindedness. There's something called eternity. I'm preaching, baby. Who's a soul winner? You can never. That's why many of you don't win souls. Because eternity, heaven. Like you don't imagine yourself going to visit Bishop Dagwood Mills in his castle in heaven. All your thoughts about Bishop Dagwood Mills is, when will you take a selfie with him? You've never lay on your back in bed and imagine angels singing, or the sound of the voice of Jesus like the sound of many waters. When will I see your face? When will I touch you? When will I behold your glory? When will I see? I mean, how will the throne of God be like? When? All your aspirations as Mercedes Benz, a house in, is it Fidium or Ayediasi or what, that type of. I'm preaching. I'm showing you why at your age you are not a soul winner. You are not eternity minded. So even your children, your physical, biological children, you don't think eternity when you think of them. That's why you will take your child to Montessori and not buy a Bible for your child. One father on Christmas, he told his son and daughter, two of them in the church, he told them to choose between Christmas Day service and watch night, Shalak night. They can't attend both because there is too much. A Christian member of a church, this is our church, your church. I remember one day I preached in church. Hey, I don't know what came over me. I don't preach that way. My messages are always just gentle and soft and, you know, welcoming. You don't know how I preach. It's not gentle. Yes. Why are you saying hey? Are my messages hot? Is it not? But, quite against my normal, gentle way of sharing, preaching God's word. That day was a hot Sunday. Hey, I don't know what that was. Angry, I don't know. I preached fire. I said, you don't love yourself. You can't relate with your church, your own friend. Everything you are doing is about what you can get. Hey, Charlie. So when we closed the service, I was going to my office and I saw some two businessmen. I normally don't see them talking together. But this time, as I was leaving the hall, I saw them talking. I said, Lord, you have rewarded this message with a certain, like, people are now relating well as Christians and so on. As I was passing, I said, Charlie, how? So I just wanted to know, so what are you discussing? Maybe when, how we can come during the week for weekday services or whatever, outreach. He says, he's got a contract and I'm finding out how I can also, I want him to lead me to the MD. That's what they're talking about. Heaven is not on the minds of people. That's why you are going to discover that there will be a lot of Esau's. People who prefer to use their gifts for worldly pleasures and get money from it. Instead of be in the church and be humble and be under authority. Never. Heaven is not on their minds. Oh, sorry, I forgot. Normally when I'm preaching, I forget. I forgot to tell you. Never buy that nonsense from people that church doesn't matter. Church matters. Church matters. I think they are fixing something. So we'll take a break when they finish. I'm sure they'll finish right now. Yeah. We'll take a little break. Don't worry. Don't just relax. Matthew. What do you say? Relax is what? Go tree. I forgot to tell you, you can never have a relationship with God and not be interested in his house. Watch out for so-called Christians who are online Christians who don't come to church. The Lord is my shepherd. That's verse 1. Verse 6, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If God is your shepherd, part of your shepherding relationship is your relationship with God's house. God's house. What we are doing here, your singing in the choir, is an important, your presence in God's house is a very important thing. Before we even come to what you do. Listen to me. The reason why every church of 100 members has got 3 soul winners is that most of them are either not born again or they do not think of heaven. Heaven is not part. Heaven is nonsense. Heaven is not part of their thinking. Today I want to tell you, bring heaven back to your mind. I said, bring heaven back. If heaven is on your mind, you won't spend your whole life shaking your buttocks in the dancing stars without having your quiet time. Many of you haven't read the Bible today. Here, this group. I shouldn't say it. Should I come around and ask? God is calling you. God is calling you. He's asking you a very important question. Why is heaven in your plans? If heaven is in your plans, you will not give up all your treasures for earthly money. If heaven is on your mind, it will show in your plans you are making for your life. Some of you are making plans and there's no heaven in your plans. There's no heaven. The best you've gotten to is church. Maybe in your plans you've added church, that you'll be in the choir or you brought about. I'm talking about heaven. The reason why you are not a soul winner is that heaven is not part of your thinking. Soul winners are eternity minded. May heaven be on your mind. There was this song by C.C. Winans and B.B. Winans, Heaven. When the song starts, Bibi Wanan says, think heaven before even the beats begin. Think heaven. And I think it is true. Think heaven. Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, they say, I've got heaven on my mind. Heaven, the Christians of today only think of money and job and this and that. But my dear friend, maybe you don't know, there is something called heaven. There's a place called heaven. The opposite is hell. And Jesus spoke about heaven. It's a place. People end up there. Abraham is there. Lazarus is there. You got to be there. There's a place called heaven. Our destination is not Osu Cemetery or Hidiem Cemetery. There's heaven. Do you think of heaven? Do you really think of heaven? Is heaven on your mind? Is it part of your plans? It shows in the type of man you are prepared to marry. You are looking for a man with a car, a man with money, a man with this. You don't think of, is a man born again? Will he lead me to heaven? Will he help me? This is not our earthly domain. We are pilgrims. We are en route. We are passing through. We are pilgrims. Tell your neighbor, in case you don't know, you are a pilgrim. You are passing through. Today, I'm showing you the reason why you are not a soul winner is that you don't think about heaven. Number three. And we are taking a break. Wow. Maybe we should go and come. Oh, what do you say? Huh? We should do number three. All right. Who is a soul winner? What's number one? Properly saved. Not this type of church membership, church, whatever. You pay tithes in the church. No. Number two is what? Luke 24. The profile of a soul winner. Verse 49. Behold, this is a soul winner. Jesus sent them. The sound guys, before I forget to tell you, the sound over here is beautiful. I think because the instrumentalists are there, they have arranged the things for themselves there. Very nice there. But this place is muffled. But he come and listen to the sound here. I'm speaking. So listen. Yes. Come, Bucky, come. So listen to it. Listen to my voice there. Is it nice? It's a nice voice. Sound. Good sound there. Now come here. Yes, can you hear me? Is it nice and powerful? Is it like that place? Is it like the sound you are enjoying there? You've arranged it for yourself there, you and the girls. You enjoy your nice song. Then this one, they are rubbish members. They should be listening to this. Move. Jesus sent them. They should go. So they got up to go. You see, you don't go by going. Going is not the way to go.
No, they got up to go. You see, they are now tuning the sound. They got up to go. And Jesus said, sit down. You don't go by going. But rather, tarry in the city of Jerusalem. Jerusalem. Can I have New Living Translation? Stay here. Living Bible. Stay here. Good News Translation. Tarry. The people who go. I'm showing you reasons. So you can also flip it. Reasons why people don't go. Is that they are not born again. Is that they are not eternity minded. Number three is that they don't know how to wait on God. You go by waiting. Don't worry, we are here. Yes. They are preparing the place for tomorrow's crusade. It won't be easy here. But in the meantime, stop clapping and listen to what I'm saying. The reason why you don't go out is that you don't wait on God. So Jesus told them, wait. Wait. You must wait in the city until, let me tell you, my dear friends, don't be too involved in too much activity. Another activity you must develop as a Christian is how, in fact, the Bible says that you must learn to be quiet and mind your business. Yes, yes, yes. A believer must, it's also one of the things to learn. Oh, no problem, baby. Relax, sir. Many of you don't wait on God. It's the people who wait on the Lord who go. In fact, those who wait on the Lord, they don't go. They fly away. They fly. Waiting on God. Waiting on God. It's not for pastors. It's not for founders of churches and ministers and prophets. Waiting on God is the lifestyle of an ordinary believer. That's why Jesus told them, sit down, wait. This story is not the same as just be praying. Ayabagada. See, waiting on God is just being there with God. Actually, waiting on God only happens if you are able to stop your normal day-to-day activities. Like you are a nurse. You take 2 days off and you are in a room somewhere. You are waiting on God. And when you are there, and you are waiting on God. It's not even too much. No. You are just there. You are just there. Thinking about God. You have a book. You have a message. You have some messages you are watching. You have a book in the Bible you are reading. Learn just to be there with God. He will speak.
There's too much noise around you. There's too much noise in your life for you to hear God speaking to you. When you go, what are you going to say? He must give you what to say. The reason why we don't wait on God, we don't go to win souls, is that we don't wait on God. When was the last time you spent time with God? Many of us spiritually are burnt out. Yes, you are just mechanically existing. There's no physical energy. I mean, energy and fire. You've lost it. This year, I am sending you to a hostel somewhere. I'm sending you to some garden somewhere. Some of you must actually travel and come to Accra and be in Mampong for 5 days. Waiting on God. Oh yes, you pray about something. But it's just a time to be with the Lord. He speaks. You are in your pajamas. You are in some shorts and you are just there. You are in the garden, walking up and down, listening to a message, listening to a camp. Something. Wait! You go by waiting. How does waiting affect soul winning? Waiting gives you power. Waiting on God. Isaiah 40, 31. Those who wait on the Lord, they renew. Please ask your neighbor, are you tired? Are you worn out? No. Listen. Don't judge. Don't estimate a person's strength or tiredness by the person's activity in the church. Like the dancing stars are dancing with energy. A lot of them are fainting. When Jesus saw the multitudes, they were there. But he said that these guys are fainting. You see, spiritual energy is different from physical energy. Many of you here don't have physical energy. You see, to minister Christ to somebody, you must have energy enough to give. I mean, it is an Acts 3, such as I have, give I thee. You don't have energy. How can you give Christ to somebody? Even your energy is being used for self-maintenance. Who is a soul winner? A soul winner is a waiter on God. Spend time with God. You will never have somebody, a busybody, they just moving about, having time for soul. Those are the guys who just go, if you don't bow your head, I'll shoot you. Give your life to Christ now. I'll blow your head by hook or crook. At the Kodesh, I mentioned the name so that you know that I'm not telling it. Fable. An elderly lady pastor who is a mother of one of us, some of us in the system, elderly woman. She met a young girl and told the girl they had just had a Titus in Crete 2 weeks or so earlier. And she told this young girl that her dressing is not appropriate. I don't know whether she was a pastor or that, but I say that. You just learn to dress modestly. She told the elderly lady pastor that she is envious of him, of her. Because at the Titus in Crete, it came out that she was one of the largest buses, like those who bus people to the church. And she was busing from a place in Accra called Avenon. And they had stood up and clapped for her. And she told the lady pastor that it is this dressing that makes the boys follow her. I'm not joking. that she has to dress in such a way that the hips and the buttocks will yield themselves. But as this elderly woman is asking her to wear some loose fitting dress, what will the boys see to follow her? When you don't wait on God, you use breasts, thighs, buttocks, and smiles to draw people. And data. And rice. When you don't wait on God, you use money and popcorn and money and wache. As the guy is coming to church, you have bought the person house that Coco and Kose to clear, and the person can. You have no spirit in you. Tarry here. Put the verse up. 24:49. Tarry here. I'm showing you today, we are ending. I'm showing you why you don't win souls. You don't wait on God. You don't have time for God. You see, I'm hoping also that you are seeing now the reason why God wants us to win souls. It's not even for the souls. It's for ourselves. They were about to get up with no power, without any energy, with no scriptures, with nothing to go. And many of you, Saturdays we are doing outreach. Then you wear jeans that will yield your buttocks. And t-shirt that will show your flat stomach, and the breasts are like pineapples. Saturday, like tomorrow, as we are going, you should have prayed for some time, spend time with God this evening or tomorrow morning before you go out and bring anybody. But what concerns you rather is the ironing of your dress that yeasts your buttocks. And you see, tomorrow, you see, the girls here, the things have yeeted, and the boys are also going to wear jeans that show the thighs and yeet them the things. Lift your right hand and say, I will wait on God. Or say, I will wait on God. Say, I will spend time with God. You can never represent somebody you don't love. I said, you can never represent somebody you don't love. And one of the signs of love is time you spend with someone. That's why Christ said, I said you should go, but you don't go by going. You go by staying and waiting on God. From today, may a hostel around, may a room around, may some garden somewhere, may you be known somewhere. Oh, this girl, she comes here often to pray. Yeah, Christ was known in Gethsemane before this Matthew 26 Gethsemane. They knew him as a visitor of Gethsemane. He would go there with the disciples. I'm saying to you that this year and next year till you die, may there be a place where you are known to go there to wait on God. It's a part of your Christian life. You cannot even exist as a Christian. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And you need strength. You need strength to say yes. You know, these monosyllable words, no, yes, they need more strength to pronounce than tintinnabulation. Yes. You need more strength to say yes than to say propensity. You need energy. Some of you don't have energy to say no to a boy because you don't wait on God. But you can say califragilistic SP alidocious. This year, I pray. Look,
There are people you should be able to look in their face and say, no, I'm saying that this our relationship, it's over. It's over. Go your way, I'm going my way. Many of you can't say that. Many of you can't say that. You can't say no. You can't say yes to God. You can't say, yes, Lord, I'll serve you. You can't say, yes, Lord, I'll love you. You can't say, yes, Lord, I need you. You can't say, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, use me. No! You can't. No energy to attend church. No energy to serve God in church. No energy to forgive. You are just one carnal mass of flesh. You are sitting here, your playlist is full of Stone Boy, Shatawale, Asake, Davido. You are a Christian. I'm not joking. You need energy and strength to press delete. The pressing. Some of you must remove certain numbers from your phone. It takes energy and strength, and that energy comes from waiting on God. And because you don't wait on God, guy, to win with soul. Lift your hand and say, I'll wait on God. Say, I'll spend time. Lift your hands and pray to God and tell the Lord to expect you.
Expect me. Wait.
Take time off. Listen, our unbeliever friends in our halls, unbeliever friends in our lecture halls, they take time off. They take time off to fly to Accra and fly to Dubai to eat feces and have sex with dogs and return to Kumasi. They take time off. When we were in school, I attended a school in Central Region, Cape Coast. We were students, Form 3, Form 2. We could travel to Takwa, Cape Coast, Takrade, Takwa, for funfair to meet Tasco girls. It looks like there's no restraint, there's no limit, that nothing is too far or too great for the unbelievers. But ask a believer to take time off. And be in a room, even be in your own room. Like when your friends have gone for lectures, you are in the room. Today, I'm just being with God. I'm just playing some music or playing a message. I'm just there with God. I'm just lying in bed. You can even sleep. You sleep, you wake up. The message is, no, you rewind. You're back to where you were, you slept. Just, it's called falling in love with Jesus. When you are in love with, and that is where the energy comes. Why do you think people get the energy to marry people that even their parents say they shouldn't marry? The energy is from the time they've spent together. Yeah. Why do you think this Telcel and MTN, who do you think uses the midnight bundle? For what? No. Who? Your auntie? Your mother? Who? It's for waiters. One guy said, I just what I enjoy is listening to my beloved breathing, just breathing. So there's no talk. They chat maybe around 3 o'clock. There's nothing to say to them. They are just there. And he's listening to her breathing. Just breathing. Breathing. The sound of her breath sounds like music in my ears. I said, who do you think uses the midnight? Why do you think they have configured their systems to give midnight bundle? For who? 3 cities for the whole midnight. Why? For waiters. Never be in a relationship with any girl who doesn't pick your calls. Never be in a relationship with any guy who doesn't pick your calls. Communication, being with, it is a sine qua non of relationships. Only, you know, when you wait on someone, it means you are spending time. You know, let's face it, we are students, we go for lecture. There's no time. There's no time. Many of you haven't read your Bibles today. We are just busily moving around. So we take deliberately cream off 2 days. Deliberately. Because the proof of love is the expenditure of time. Time. That's the proof of love. Never mind anybody who doesn't have time for you. There should be other reasons for you to be in that relationship. But normal, I am marrying you, we are beloved. It's time. And when you wait on God, you spend time. How can you go and talk about somebody you've not spent time with? Can you imagine me? I'm going to talk to the people in these hostels about President Mahama. I'm not called Mahama. It's not my father. It's not my uncle. I've not spent time with him. No, I can't. I'm preaching today to you because I've spent time with God. Quality time. Today, write it in your book. I'm going to wait on God. Let me tell you, only waiters win souls. Only waiters. The reason why you cannot wait on God, you cannot win souls, that you do not wait. You don't have, in fact, you don't. Some of you don't even have music, Christian music. Some of you don't have books you read. I mean, if you are going to spend time with God, you're not going to lie in the bed and look at the ceiling, look at ants that are moving in a straight line. There must be a book you are reading. He speaks through books. He speaks through music. He speaks through messages. And Jesus told them, don't go anywhere. Stay. Stay. We are going to take a break. When we come, the next point is that soul winners respect and expect power. That's a point. We can write it down. We'll go and come. You can never win a soul when you don't respect power. And you don't expect power. But that is for the next session. Let's welcome. Yes. Clap your hands for our mother.
I can't hear your clap, bro. Hey.